Happy New Year, Spanily. This year, I'd like to offer you the idea that we can make some promises to ourselves that will change our lives forever. That's what we're talking about today at queenbeeing.com. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going.
I just thought I'd give you a little bit of inspiration for the new year. I've been working on my plans for my very exciting year, and I'll be sharing more on that with you guys very soon. But just take a look at this message I've got for you today. I want this year to be our best year yet.
Shoot for the moon, and if you miss, you will still be among the stars. Anyone who knows me probably knows that I do everything within my power to stay positive about every situation, and it serves me quite well. Still, occasionally, something sticks in my head and, well, I just have to talk about it. Like, for example, the fact that I've read 3 different Facebook posts today about creating New Year's resolutions, and each of them said something to the effect of, be sure to set goals, but just, you know, don't shoot too high. I'm here to tell you that's complete nonsense. I'd like you to stop whatever you're doing for just a moment and listen carefully. The fact is that you will not get more than you expect. Hold on, let me say it one more time. I want you to really get what I'm saying before we go on. You only get what you expect. So let's say you want to open your own business. Now, sure, you could resolve to do that, and if you believe that it will manifest and you take inspired action as necessary, well, the world is your oyster. But let's just say you're one of those negative Nelly or Ned types and you just don't believe it can happen. You worry about not having enough money, not having enough support, not being able to get the loan or the employees or whatever it is that you're afraid of, and then you, my friend, well, you might as well just pack up the whole idea before you even get started. Why? Because you get what you believe you will get. If you believe that you're not going to have enough, then expect it. You've got to focus on having more than you need, on everything you need in abundance, if you expect to get anywhere. The fact is, you simply cannot achieve more than you believe that you can. It's really not that complicated. Like Mary Kay Ash once said, if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you're right. Listen carefully, my friends. Do not put limits on your desires. You can have, do, or be whatever you want, if you believe that you can. You don't have to know exactly how you're going to get there either. That's one of the really cool things about this whole deal. Put your desires out to the universe and then believe that you're manifesting them, because you are. You are what you think. Placing limits on your thoughts or attempting to limit the aspirations of others will only attract more limits into your life. Instead, open your mind and recognize that the world is abundant. You can achieve whatever you believe that you can. Do you think I'm full of it? Well, think of Andrew Carnegie. He was the child of poor immigrants, and he believed that he could achieve his dreams. And then he went on to become the second richest man in history. So how did he do that? Well, he simply believed that he could, and he decided what he wanted. He took the necessary inspired action, and his true divine desires manifested exactly as he expected. I am no longer cursed by poverty because I took possession of my own mind, and that mind has yielded me every material thing I want and much more than I need, Carnegie once said. But this power of mind is a universal one, available to the humblest person as it is to the greatest. In case I haven't made myself clear, do not believe anyone who tells you that you need to put limits on your goals and your desires. You are the only keeper of your own destiny, and you decide what you believe you can accomplish. Refuse to accept anything less than your true divine desires. Are you still not convinced? Then I want to ask you to remember what Buddha once said. All that we are is the result of all that we have thought. Think big, my friends. Believe that your greatest desires will manifest, because the truth is that we really do get what we expect. You need a further nudge? Well, consider what famed American writer and mythologist Joseph Campbell said. Follow your bliss, and doors will open for you that you never knew existed. Follow your bliss, and the universe will open doors for you where there were only walls. All right, now this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, what do you think? Will you refuse to accept limits on your potential this year? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. I just want to offer a quick shout out to all of my amazing subscribers and to my amazing channel members. Thank you so much for being part of my mission to help our survivor community discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. It means so much to me, and I know it means so much to everyone else too. So thank you so much. My amazing channel members include Angela, Susan, Roxanne, Debbie, Lorenzo, Life's Revival, Trisha, James, Marlene, Jen, Sarah Lee, Delilah, Boku, Paul, Janet, Pirlala, Laura, Charlie, Linda, Bible News Radio, Angel, Carrie, Beautiful Purpose, Alice, Cherie, Phoenix, Linnell, Marsha, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Miss Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Christy, and Lynn. Thank you so much. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Thank you again. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.